And hello again, everyone. It is your old buddy, John. Yep, I'm sleepy, I'm tired. Of course, considering the fact that it is muggy as hell out here right now. Actually, I'm inside, but just being outside for brief periods of time, being in that plant where there's no air conditioning. Yeah, it's been kind of brutal today. Anybody that says that it gets easier at night, well, it's not so much. It's cooler, but it's still muggier and stickier. So, yeah, it's not the most pleasant of experiences, believe you me. Not much on the agenda today. I'm supposed to do laundry, but depending on just how hot it gets, I may put that off again. I need to do it, I know, but frankly, you know, Friday's looking better because it's going to be cooler. And cooler is better. What else was I going to say? This whole Murdoch thing with ending the news of the world, let me be perfectly frank here. I'm happy as hell he's forced to be ending one paper. This guy is a sleazebag of the highest order. He's not interested in honest journalism. He's interested in shaping your opinion. And think about that when you watch Fox News. They're not interested in telling you the real story, giving you all the facts. They're interested in shaping your opinion, about telling you what to think. Now you're saying, well, isn't every major news organization like that? No, not really. The AP is not like that. You see, there's a difference between having an editorial staff, editorial opinion, an editorial slant, so to speak, and trying to shape public opinion. An editorial slant basically means is that, okay, here you are, you have an opportunity to choose which stories go into the newspaper. Some editors are liberal, some editors are conservative, some are moderates that have leanings on both sides depending on the issue. The best ones are the ones that have leanings on both sides of the issue and opens up their newspapers for broader appeal, you know, for liberals and conservatives and moderates alike. Fox News is not a news organization, in my opinion. I don't think it's necessarily a propaganda tool for the GOP. I think it's simply put as a conservative media bureau. It's not interested in telling you all the facts and telling you the whole story. It's only interested in telling you one side of the story, or sides of the story that lead you to a particular opinion. Anybody that says, oh, John, you're exaggerating, CNN does the exact same thing. Not really. The thing is there a liberal bias in the media? And yeah, because they're generally out of New York. New York tends to have a liberal college system. These media organizations tend to hire from these New York and Northeastern universities. So, guess what? They tend to be liberal. Not everyone's liberal. Not everybody works at New York Times is liberal. It's just the way it is. But the simple fact is, they're objective. Fox is subjective. Understand the difference and you'll understand the motivations. But Rupert Murdoch has. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.